Hello and welcome to anyone interested in Bitcoin or freedom. I mean, welcome to you also if you aren't interested in those things. I mean, in fact, hey, look at you. It's brave of you to come here and want to learn. You've found Reads on the Bitcoin Podcast, and I'm Zach. Nice to meet you. Here we like to step outside of the chaos of the news cycle and relax into some knowledge and understanding. Take some time for deep thoughts and exploration. Shrink our amygdalas by removing the stress of confusion and replacing it with the calm of understanding. Today we're going to be reading an article about something very near and dear to my heart. The idea of rules without rulers. Impossible, you might say. I mean, you might say that, but you might be thinking also, how is that even possible? If you have rules, you must have someone in charge and other people ready to enforce those rules and even ready to back that up with violence if they need to, right? Right? Well, no. And while listening to this, and maybe even after you listen to this, if you can spare a moment before you, you know, jump to the next podcast or watch the next video, I challenge you to think about other places in your life right now where there are already rules without rulers and you just never saw it like that before. So without further ado, let's get to the Reads part of the show. Once again, I'm Zach, and you can email me at z.adair@bitcoinwell.com. That's z.addair@bitcoinwell.com. Thanks for listening. Let's go. When Rules Don't Need Rulers, by Ulysses Alfaro. Lawyers spend their entire careers working within a framework of rules. Laws are written, courts interpret them, and if someone breaks those rules, there are systems in place to enforce them. That's how most rule systems in our world operate. There are rules, and there are rulers. Someone writes the rules, someone interprets them, and someone enforces them. Bitcoin has very strict rules, but unlike the legal system, Bitcoin doesn't have rulers. There are no judges, no regulators, no central authority deciding how those rules should be applied. And yet the rules are still followed. That realization struck me because it suggests something deeper about how systems can work. For most of human history, we assume that rules require a ruler. If a rule existed, someone had to enforce it, a government, a court, an institution, or some form of authority. Bitcoin challenges that assumption. It introduces a system where the rules exist, the rules are followed, but no one is in charge. A world built on enforced rules. Most systems we rely on today depend on enforcement, and money is a great example of that. The rules around money depend on institutions. Governments decide how much money can exist, banks hold custody of assets. Regulators oversee how those systems operate. If something goes wrong, courts and legal frameworks step in. All of these systems rely on trust and enforcement. You trust that the institutions will follow the rules, and if someone breaks those rules, there are authorities that can intervene. That structure has worked for a long time. It's helped societies organize and grow, but it also means that money depends heavily on human institutions and the decisions that they make. Bitcoin changes that structure, not by removing rules, but by enforcing them in a completely different way. Bitcoin operates under a set of rules that everyone can see. These rules are simple, but they are extremely strict. For example, you cannot create more Bitcoin than the system allows. You cannot spend the same Bitcoin twice. You cannot move someone else's Bitcoin without their keys. These rules apply equally to everyone on the network, but here is the key difference. No court enforces these rules and no authority steps in when they're broken. Instead, the system itself prevents them from being broken in the first place. The network simply rejects anything that does not follow the rules. In other words, Bitcoin created a system where rules enforce themselves. Markets without rulers, almost. If you look closely, Bitcoin is not the first system where rules exist without rulers. Markets have actually worked this way for a long time. Markets don't have essential authority deciding the price of things. Buyers and sellers interact, information flows between participants, and prices emerge from that activity. No single person controls the outcome, but markets still depend on something important. They depend on institutions. If you own stocks, a company keeps a record of ownership. If you hold money in a bank, the bank holds custody of those funds. If you trade assets, an exchange sits in the middle, making sure transactions settle correctly. The market itself may be decentralized, but the assets inside the market are usually controlled by intermediaries. And those intermediaries rely on legal systems, courts, and regulators to enforce the rules. Bitcoin takes the idea of a market one step further. It removes the need for custodians. With Bitcoin, the asset itself lives inside the protocol. Ownership is not recorded by a company or a bank. It's secured by cryptography and verified by a global network of people running software on their computer. Instead of trusting an institution to enforce the rules, the system enforces the rules directly. For the first time, the asset, the rule, and the enforcement all live inside the same system. And that's a very different model from anything we had before. The rules that Bitcoin enforces. Bitcoin has a small number of rules, but those rules are extremely powerful. And the most interesting part is that no one enforces them. The network simply refuses to accept anything that breaks them. One of the most important rules is the supply. There will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin. No government can change that number. No company can increase it. No central bank can decide to create more. Another rule is ownership. In the traditional financial system, ownership is recorded by institutions. A bank, a broker, or a company keeps track of who owns what. Bitcoin works differently. Ownership is controlled by cryptographic keys. If you have the keys, you control the Bitcoin. If you don't have the keys, you can't move the coins. No judge, bank, or authority can override that rule inside the network. Another rule is that Bitcoin cannot be spent twice. In traditional systems, preventing double spending requires banks, clearinghouses, and oversight by government. Bitcoin solves that problem through the network itself. Every transaction is verified by thousands of nodes around the world. If someone tries to spend that same Bitcoin twice, the network simply rejects the invalid transaction. There are other rules as well. Transactions must follow strict formats. Blocks must be built with an exact structure, and new coins can only be created through the mining process, a process that is kept on a strict schedule that is so reliable it could be predicted years in advance. All of these rules apply equally to everyone. No one gets special access. No one can bend the system in their favor. And if someone tries to break the rules, nothing dramatic happens. It just doesn't work. The network simply ignores them. That's what makes Bitcoin so unique. It's a system of rules that operate globally, continuously, and predictably without rulers, without courts, and without enforcement in the traditional sense by governments or anyone else. The rules are simply part of the system, and that changes how we think about trust. When rules depend on rulers, they can be changed at the ruler's whim. Sometimes that change is necessary. Laws evolve as societies evolve. New situations appear and systems have to adapt. But when rules depend on human institutions, they also depend on human decisions. Those decisions can be influenced by politics, power, pressure, emotions. Rules can be rewritten, exceptions can be made, and systems can be adjusted depending on who is in charge. That doesn't mean the system is broken. In many ways, it's helped humanity grow and organize itself for centuries. But it does mean that the rules of money have always been somewhat flexible. Bitcoin introduces a different kind of rule system. The rules are known in advance. They apply equally to everyone without exception, and they can't be changed suddenly by a government, a company, or a small group of people. This creates something that is rare in human history: predictability. If you hold Bitcoin today, the monetary rules of the system are the same rules that will exist tomorrow, next year, and decades into the future, unless the entire network agrees to change them. That kind of stability is unusual in the world of money, or anywhere, really. Rules without rulers also reduce the risk of corruption. When there is no central authority controlling the system, There is no single point where power can be abused. The rules apply the same way to everyone on the network, whether you are an individual, a company, or an institution. And because the system operates across borders, those rules are not limited to one country or one legal framework. Anyone in the world can participate under the same conditions. This doesn't replace the legal systems that society relies on. Courts, laws, and institutions still play an important role in organizing human relationships, although debatably. But Bitcoin introduces a new layer beneath those systems, a layer where certain rules, especially the rules around money, can exist independently from political control. Instead of replacing human institutions, it gives them something they have rarely had before, a neutral foundation, two systems working together. It's important to understand that Bitcoin doesn't replace law. Human societies still need legal systems. We still need lawyers, courts, contracts, and frameworks that help people resolve disputes and organize complex relationships. Law deals with human behavior. It helps us navigate disagreements, responsibilities, and cooperation between people and organizations. Bitcoin operates at a different layer. It governs the rules of the monetary system itself. Instead of relying on institutions to enforce rules, Bitcoin embeds them directly into the system. The protocol defines the supply, verifies transactions, and protects ownership through cryptography and a decentralized network. In that sense, Bitcoin doesn't remove the need for law, it complements it. You can imagine these two systems working together. Human law continues to manage the relationships between people, businesses, and governments. And at the same time, Bitcoin provides a neutral monetary foundation that no single authority can control. Together, these systems can create something stronger. Law provides flexibility and interpretation when human situations become complex. Bitcoin provides predictability and fairness at the base layer of money. One system is human and the other is mathematical, but both have a role to play. And as humanity continues to adapt to new technologies, it's likely that these two systems will learn to operate in symmetry rather than conflict. Bitcoin isn't here to break the world we built. It's here to improve the foundation underneath it.